Masechet Eduyot Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. The Torah tells us that we have a mitzvah of Peter Hamor, that if a person's donkey gives birth to a firstborn male, the Peter Hamor, then that donkey has to be redeemed for a sheep or a goat, and that animal has to be given to the Kohen. What happens though if the sheep, after the redemption process happened, was on the way to the Kohen but never got there? What happens to the value of that sheep? Does the owner of that original sheep, the one who went through with this mitzvah, have to pay then the Kohen in coins? Mishnah says, "Heid Rabbi Yehoshua v'Rabbi Sadok al pidyon peter hamor shemet she'en bo la'kohen kelum." Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Sadok gave testimony about a case where they redeemed a sheep for the firstborn for the peter hamor, and then it died before it reached the Kohen. That the Kohen has no claim against the owner. The Kohen cannot insist that the owner give him a new sheep or money to replace the old one. Instead, he simply gets the carcass of the dead sheep. And we'll mention a machloket about this, that the Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Sadok argued. They can argue on Rabbi Eliezer. She Rabbi Eliezer omer, haya be'achrayutan kehamesh selaim shel ben. Says Rabbi Eliezer, the owner is responsible for the sheep, like a father would be responsible for the 5 coins that he needs to redeem his son. Halacha is, if a father set aside 5 coins that he was going to give to the Kohen, but before he actually gave them to the Kohen, he lost them, he is obligated to find or give the Kohen new coins. And therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, the same is true with the Peter Hamor. If the animal died before it reached the Kohen, the owner didn't do his job, and he has to provide the Kohen with a new one. The owner would not be responsible for the sheep, because we do not compare the sheep to the case of the Pidyon HaBen, the normal Pidyon HaBen. What do we compare it to? We compare it to the case of the redemption of Ma'asir Sheni. If a person doesn't want to lug all of his fruits to Jerusalem, he could transfer the holiness onto a coin and take that coin to Jerusalem and spend it over there. If one did that, he switched it for money, but the money was then lost before he got to Yerushalayim, he does not need to bring more money. So therefore, says Hachamim, the same would be for the redemption of the sheep that already died, that you don't have to bring it to the Kohen, a new one. And this fits with what Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Sadok said above.